Blog Talk Radio.
Who they talking about? They talking about me, Serena Speaks. A hot new show coming to you straight out of Atlanta, Georgia. The king of the South. So you can say, I'm the queen. Bring you nothing but the best and the hottest talent from around the world. I'm your host, Serena, and I'm about to speak. Are you listening? Of course you are. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Serena Speak. I'm your host, Serena, and we're about to interview a well-known artist in the Atlanta area about his future and all of the music that he's put out so far. I'm waiting on him to call in, and then we can get the show started. But before I do, it's a lot of things going on in Atlanta. It's a lot of independent movies coming out. The first one I'm going to speak of is Indomitable. It is by Miss Tessie Wilmount, the writer and producer of Secure It Tightly, which was a hit in the independent industry. And Miss Janine Chait is coming out with several movies this year. Several. And I don't want to spoil anything, but her thing is espionage and you know, fighting, you know, women power. And it's just, she's did her horror for the first time, Emily, which I haven't got to see yet. And everyone knows that I love horror movies. I love them. So that's what I'm waiting on. I can't wait to see, to see the movie. And also, I would love to hear the soundtrack and see if I could get some artists off those also, because they are the bomb. Okay, I'm just really waiting on my guests, because I was going to jump right into it because we don't have much time, and I want to be able to introduce his music and just be able to get the full experience of him and also his when he wrote this. You know, I love the independent industry. One, because it's a field of hopes and dreams, and you know, it's just so much going on. And I need for you to know about it, because I know it's plenty of people out there with hopes and with dreams, and they just want so much out of life and scared to take that chance. And it's no reason to be scared, because, hey, it's up to you. It's really to you to go out and achieve it. He hasn't called in yet. I hate when guests do this, especially when we're talking back and forth all day and they're excited about it. And then they don't show up. But that's not gonna stop anything. I'm still gonna play his music. And continue to share. Right now, I'm just going through my files. To make sure I have it. So I hope everyone had a great day today, and I also hope that everything went smooth at the job. Thing is great tonight. I'm sorry, I know I'm going like I'm doing so many things at one time, things that I should have did. Yesterday. But don't worry about it. We're gonna get this thing started. We have 23 more minutes, and I'm gonna play his music. And if he is not able to show up, who knows? Just forgive me. As for me, I had a very calming day. My new home, things are coming together here. Everyone knows that I had to stop broadcasting because I fell ill. I was doing the show with a bad heart and didn't know it. And it's amazing because I had guests on talking about the very same thing that I fell into. But God is so good. And when your faith is good, God is even better. And I just, really need to just start getting an exercise regimen going on. But I have so much on my plate right now, talking to different people, trying to take my show to the next level. And do great things. This is just, it isn't the end for me. And I know a lot of people thought that it was, but it's so far from it. And I just want you guys to know anything is possible. All you have to do is dream. Or better yet, step out on, Faith is so powerful, and you have to do that because, if you don't have faith, then what would you do? Okay, I'm contacting him right now. I might have to end up calling him. And I'm really wondering, like, what's going on. It's 11:09. We have until 11:45 to fully tape. We only broadcast live to 11. And I don't understand what's going on. He still haven't chimed in. And matter of fact, no one else has chimed in. And I've been broadcasting. But the good thing about this, so many people show so much love for the podcast. So it's great because that's where my ratings really come in. Anyone that does independent web shows, they know, even with the YouTube, they know it's hard to get people to tune in. It's hard to get people to, you know, want to engage in it. A lot comes from fear, and a lot comes from fear. And they don't, you know, a lot of people like to hear their voices. So I try my best to work with the most professional artists who's really, you know, wanting to get their music played and heard, because Serena's Peace is not just her in Georgia, it's her around the world. And that's where a lot of my fan base come from. It's sad that you have to go to another country to get support. People speak to you on Facebook with that fake shit. Oh, how you doing? Oh, they find out what you're doing. Family, the most, but don't show you any kind of support. That's why it's a big difference between being related and being family. And my family is in their rooms right now. And I'm in my little studio. And that's why I love this new home, too. I was able to set the studio up downstairs with no problem. It's not a dingy, dank basement. It's fully rehab basement. So I have my desk and my laptops and my Serena Speaks logo banner on my wall. It's so much things you can do if you have, you know, if you have faith and if you have vision. And a lot of people thought that I was going to die. I thought I was going to die. Listening to doctors will have you all confused. See, I started listening to God. As soon as the doctor started speaking, God sent me through. And thank you, God, because I'm here. And being in a hospital that really just cares about money, which was Atlanta Medical, and I wouldn't say it's just the hospital. It's mostly the doctors. They're just bullshit. And, I went to Emory. Not only did I not have to have brain surgery, but a lot of things came together for me. And we're getting it together one by one, and I'm doing fine. Medications work, but I have to start exercising. Let's see. I'm going to just start with a song because it doesn't seem like he's going to, he's not going to call in. We have a caller. Let's see if it's him. Hi, caller.
Hey, what's good, Serena? It's your man, Zeta Man Prime, a.k.a. the Celebrity Impersonator.
Is this A1 Reed?
Nah, I was just calling. I'm with somebody else. I'm a caller. I'm not the special guest for tonight.
Oh, awesome. I love that. Thank you. Well, yeah. Who are you? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Improv. I do celebrity impersonations. I'm trying to pursue my acting career. I just did a movie called Anna Nicole and the Starlight Angel. I play a Jamaican preacher that's supposed to be preaching her son's funeral, because I think they said the story was her son overdosed and they had the funeral in the Caribbean. So I got a chance to play the preacher. Yeah. So I'm just, trying to just do my little. It was fun. Well, my part, I did the little church scene where I played the preacher, so I don't know about the rest of the movie. I haven't saw it. It's supposed to be a Lifetime movie. It's going straight to Lifetime, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. And then that was a very situation, so I apologize for that. But it just seems like you are a very funny guy. So what all impersonations do you do? I can hear it in your voice that you are hilarious. So what all impersonations do you do?
I do Bernie Mac, Obama,
oh,
Stallone,
stop it.
Forrest Gump.
Stop it. Do Bernie Mac for me, please.
Listen.
Please.
Let me tell you something.
I love
her. I mean, I'm saying, I don't know what to say to you, you know? I mean, the 2 year old that tells us even every fool. She a shepherd for the devil. That's what I want to say, you know?
I love Bernie Mac. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that. I would love to have you on the show.
Okay.
Your own show. I would really love to have you on the show. So,
okay.
If you was impersonating, let's see. If you were impersonating, and I'm finna go out on a limb here, if you were impersonating Bill Cosby right now and the situation that he's in, what would your words be?
Now, Bill Cosby is one of the older people I don't do. I just never picked up his voice for some reason. The older person I do is Fred Sanford.
Oh, well, what would Fred Sanford have to say about him dropping pills in people's drink and then getting it on, the nasty on, and do you even believe it?
Man, I think if they knew all that stuff, they should have been said it. Like, they went to this
exactly.
dude and went blind in one eye. He can't see what
exactly.
he write down no more. Just,
yeah.
He probably wrote, yeah. he was trying to click no and click yes.
Yeah. Yes. I really do think it's all a big scheme about getting his money. Just like they did Michael Jackson, just like they're doing a number of celebrities. If anything, what is his name that's spreading HIV? Charles Sheen. It seemed like it
Charlie
would be
Sheen,
a bigger
yeah.
problem with him, yeah, than Bill Cosby.
Yeah,
I don't.
Man. I'm gonna tell you, really.
At all.
Really, if everybody would just listen to Cat Williams, I think he's telling the truth about a whole lot of stuff that goes down. And I don't know if you saw the interview with Cat Williams did about Dave Chappelle, and they was asking him, do you think that really happened with Dave Chappelle? And he said, well, what the way they done him, like with the $50 million or the $50,000 he was supposed to be getting back in the day, and they was like, mm-hmm. when he went to
it
L.A.
was
to go
million.
Change. Yeah, and they was like, he was like, well, what do you think my fans going to think about me if I take this $50,000? And he said, they told him by the time you make it back to your house, everybody going to think you're a crackhead. And they had hit the tabloids and everything. It was like he had lost his mind. He was in a halfway house in Africa somewhere. So, yeah, it's crazy, man.
Oh, they really did that.
Yeah, they did it to him.
So that's where
Cat
all
Williams,
it
he tells
from.
A story about it. Yeah, Cat Williams, he
no,
tells,
I
he,
did
they
not
told him,
see
they said,
that interview.
Yeah. It said that he told him, well, he said, what are your fans going to think? He said, what are my fans going to think about me is just exception because the show was worth $500 million or something like that. And they were just trying to
yeah,
get him 50.
Yeah, it was.
And then he was like, well, if you don't accept this, your fans gonna think you're a crackhead by the time you make it back home. And by the time he hit the airplane in L.A. and came back, I think he was living in Ohio or something during the time. And man, it was tabloids and the Inquirer, and it was on everywhere. He went crazy. He was in a halfway house in Africa.
Yeah, and they were saying that he was a crackhead. Also, I remember that profoundly.
Yeah,
but he was
just
tired. He said if he's gonna be a monkey, he's gonna be on his own, you know, recall. But he really wasn't down with giving them what they wanted if he couldn't get what he deserved. And a lot of people thought that he was crazy because he turned $100 million down.
Yeah, but actually,
yeah, that was crazy. But you know that Bill Cosby, he was actually about to buy NBC.
Okay.
He was about to buy one of the biggest networks in the world. And this is what's going on right now. See, it's fun while we're doing the singing and dancing and laughing, but when we want to own a piece of Hollywood, this is what it gets.
See, that's what happened with Michael Jackson. He owned half of Jive Records.
Yeah. He owned a lot of things. He owned a lot of things. He owned way more than that. He owned the Beatles. He owned all their rights to their songs. He owned a lot of music, the rights to the music. He owned a lot of things, and they didn't want that. And this is what America needs to understand. We are so far away from being equal. We're not equal to them. It's just what they can get out of us at the time. Hollywood is a very cutthroat place. And Atlanta is just full of a lot of thirsty people. But soon, I really hope that Atlanta doesn't get as cutthroat as Hollywood. But so far, it hasn't. It's just a lot of fake people portraying directors and producers and wannabe actors, but it's far away from Hollywood. Hollywood would kill you, you know, to get what they want. So I'm really hoping, they will, and I'm really hoping either destroy your profession,
image,
image, your profession, your career, everything. Have you experienced any of that?
No, not yet. I haven't been blackballed yet. I know.
Have you experienced any kind of racial or, you know, any kind of indifference in Atlanta?
No, not in Atlanta. That was pretty cool. When I went out there, I was with a comedian out there. Her name was Small Fry. But she changed the name a few years ago to Small Fire, and she had invited me out there to come do some shows with her. So I did some shows with her, and it was pretty cool. Me, her, Dirty South, Shawty. Yes.
Shawty a fool. He's good people. So where are you from?
Oh, yeah. I'm originally from the SIP, the Crooked Letter State, Mississippi.
Oh, okay. So do you know Latina? Do you know Tina?
Tina
Pittman.
Tina.
She's they call her Tina P. She's a well known artist.
Tina, what part of Mississippi?
I'm not sure, but she's always, you know, you have to rep where you're from. And she's always talking about Mississippi and, you know, growing up there, her family. And she's a very beautiful girl. I just wanted to know, did you know her? So, you have to inbox me your information because I really appreciate you today. And I would love to do highlight you on a show. And do, you know, a show for you so you can be able to do your impersonations, because I love Bernie Mac and you did an awesome job. And I would love to, you know, hear more impersonations and have it like a more put-together show. That's what I want, to just highlight all your best attributes, tell the world where you're from, what you're doing, what is your hope for the future. So I'm not going to go into all that right now, but please inbox me because I don't know your Facebook name. And just give me your information and I can start, putting together your show.
Well, you can go to my website, improv.com.
Okay.
And then it's one of my pages on there. It's where you can get in touch with me, email me through my website. And it's M-PROV.
Is what now?
It's M hyphen, you know, the little minus sign, P R O V.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, improv.
Yeah, I know how to spell it.
I want to say, because, you know, I took my name from the comedy club, the Improv, but the way the comedy club spell it is I-M-P-R-O-V.
Oh, so yours is just M.
Yeah,
okay.
M hyphen with with the little minus sign or whatever.
Oh, at the bottom, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm typing in the computer, and I see exactly what you're saying now.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's
how long have you been in the comedy game?
Well, probably since 2004. That's when I really got started. I did a show.
Mm-hmm.
I did a show down in Birmingham, Alabama at the Start On. And I was like, well, actually what happened was that when I was in LA, I was in the movie, I was an extra in the movie Seabiscuit. And then that was telling people, they was like, well, anybody get up and tell a joke, they can eat first. So I got up. And I was like, hey, I do it, because everybody was doing knock-knock jokes and this and that. So I got up and I did the set from the Kings of Comedy. I did a little spot, Bernie Mac or whatever. And so they started calling me Bernie Mac. And then I was like, man, I can do impersonation. Let me just try it in the comedy club. So I tried it in the comedy clubs, and I started putting in, what I started doing was putting celebrities in certain scenarios. And that's how I started.
You know what? You have to take a chance. People just don't know. You know, you have to take a chance in the world if you want anything. That's how I got into it. That's how so many people got into it. You have to move when God tells you to move. And I'm glad that you did. Would you like to tell my audience anything, like how to get in touch with you? If they wanted to book you, or have you won one of their movies? Because I have a lot of people listening that may can help your career.
Okay. Yeah, man, this your man's an Improv, a.k.a. the Celebrity Impersonator. Checking me out at improv.com. That's M-P-R-O-V.com. You can go on there and see how to get in touch with my agent. I book everything mostly through my agent, so her information is on there. Just check them out. Send them an email. Send me an email. We can see what we can do.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I just pulled up your page, and it's nicely done. I make websites also. This is clean. It's colorful. It pops right out at you. And I even see you here at the Improv in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and
I did the Improv, and I think it was
dresser.
I think it was at the Improv in Dallas.
Oh, okay. And you travel a lot.
Yeah, I've been trying to do my little thing, man, trying to travel, man.
You travel a lot. You have a well-put-together team, I also see. So I will be getting out to you. Yeah, I most definitely will be getting out to you. And I love how professional you are. And is Miss Kim Coles at Marcello, is she your agent?
No, Kim Cole. I always when I got a chance to talk with Kim Cole, and I told her I always saw her as my mom. And Wayne Brady as my daddy, because to me Kim Cole was the best female impersonator, and Wayne Brady was the best male impersonator, and I was like, well, if they had a kid, it would be me. Yeah. Like, are you looking at it from like a desktop?
No, I'm like a laptop. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you have to go all the way over to where it says. I think it's Get At Me or something. That's another page, and you'll see where my which one. Because I think the first one is Home
and Get At Them.
Yeah, and then on that page, it shows. Yeah.
And I like the way you put your own stamp on your website. You know, I do the same thing. I like to have my own stamp. So if anybody come along after I made it big and they're greedy, oh, that's my name. And, you know, I want to sue you, you know. But I love the way you did that improv without the E. And you made it your own.
Yeah.
So do you cut hair also? I see some haircuts in here as well as t-shirts.
No, actually, okay. Now, that's a barber. I was promoting him this month or whatever. I do like promotions. I put people on my website and promote them. That's Joe DeBreeze out of Houston, Texas.
Okay.
He be doing his graduate out of barber college. So, yeah, man, he be doing his thing out here in Texas. I'm currently right now in Texas.
Oh, do you live there?
Yeah, I'm here in Texas right now. So.
Everything is bigger in Texas. So
yes,
I need sir. To come out there.
Oh.
I am currently
yeah.
single. I need to make a trip out there.
Oh yeah.
But you have a well together website, and just talking to you, you are very intelligent. And funny as well, and I love that. Most comedians are really mean, because I'm hilarious, but I have a mean streak. I like things done my way. So,
I'm sorry about that. The when you have to click on it, say what? That's the one you have to click on, and that shows you how to contact me or contact my agent.
Okay, I see. Say what? Okay, did you build your website? Because you know it.
Yeah.
you did it
yourself?
Yeah,
I built it. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I did my own, too. And you know, when you're first starting out, you have to do a lot yourself. And
I had
to do a lot myself. And it, you know what? It teaches you. It teaches you perseverance. It teaches, you know, it's everything. It's your goal, your drive, you know, and all that together is really directing your future. I think you are a very intelligent, funny man, and I think you have a lot to offer the industry. And you're right. Kim Cole is hilarious. She does great impersonations. And
yeah.
I just think you are going a step in the right direction. The only thing you really need to make it in this world is an agent or a manager to make sure you get paid. You know, a lot of people do this thing for the stand-up comedy nights, and, you know, they do it for, you know, have you heard of Miss Wall Street? Michelle?
No,
She's a known comedian. And she taught me something very important. She says, my time is worth money. Me getting there is costing me money. Me doing this and that. I did my time in the trenches. So now it's time for me to reap what I sowed. And she taught me that. And she told me, never let someone continue to use you for free. If you're going to do a show, if somebody is booking you, that's money. And that's the only thing I want to pass to you. If you're doing these shows, make sure the gigs are paying you, because you have awesome talent.
Oh,
my
agent, she sent out an email.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I was saying, my agent, she sent out an email today. She was letting us know, hey, don't do this and that. And she's really, she keeps up with her talent. She's a good, very good agent. This is my second agent
I've had,
and she's good. She's great.
You know, a lot of agents and a lot of management, from what I've heard from a few stars, when they first started out, they always tell me how people are always ripping them off, or either they have to have a family member to oversee everything, the finances, because they always find someone stealing. Have you ever had that problem?
No, I've only had two agents, and both of them were great. They only did the 10%. The deal is when you go in and sign your Tap Harder, that's the contract you sign, Screen Actors Guild contract. When you sign it, you can either sign it to make the check come to you, or you can sign it to make the check go to your agent. And my agency only charged 10%. So, I mean, you know, out of like, you make, out of 3,000, you get them 300 and you straight. So, yeah, it's not all this 15% and 30% and,
exactly. Like, it's like, you ain't had no car accident. You know what they charge, 30%, you know?
Yeah.
You ain't had no car accident. You don't need to get them that much, but.
Shoot, get one of them temptation situations. Remember she said, Vanessa Bell Calloway, this is my money.
and it wasn't. You know, they have, some of them have an idea in their head that if they get you the gig, they deserve, you know, a little extra. But it's all about your contract, and it's important to read your contract. And I tell people that all the time. But it's a lot that you probably can help me with. I really need an agent myself. But I'm just getting back into the business, and I got to hit the ground running. I have so many interviews lined up with different artists, comedians. You know, I interview everything. I love the independent industry, but, you know, anything come my way, and if it's a good interview, I would love to interview anyone. If it's a good interview and they like to talk about themselves and it's something I can put out in the world as positive and to help them get into the industry, I would love to do that. And you are a well-rounded man, and I'm just thankful that you called in, and I most definitely would love to do a show with you. My shows, I highlight the person. I highlight the person as, you know, a whole. I want the world to know what they're doing, what they're capable of, and that they have a bright future ahead of them. My job is to make you look like the star that you are. And I tell everyone that I don't write down questions. It's really a great conversation between me and my my artist that I'm interviewing. And so I hope you get something together that's good for me, and I will be sending you your link. We need to conversate a little bit more. Are you on my Facebook page?
I don't think so. Now, actually, just because I usually get on BTR and just try to promote myself that way. You know what I'm saying? Just keep me going. Yeah,
it's a good thing to do. And you know what? Like us, we listen to each other's shows. And if it's someone that they want to interview, they will reach out to me and like, hey, could you give me that information? Or, you know, I can pass the information along. It's directors, producers. It's a lot of people, agents. It's a lot of people listen to my show. But, again, this is my second show in 9 months because I have fell ill. But I would love to help you promote yourself. So it's never a problem. You're always welcome. And maybe you can even co-host one day.
Okay, then. So just let me know what I got to do.
Yeah, just get in touch with me. My email is SerenaSpeaks, U@gmail.com. And you can also post something like, you can reach out to me on Blog Talk Radio. I'm on 24 different internet stations. And like I said, it's Serena, S-E-R-E-N-A, Speaks with the Nest, U@gmail.com. If you could email me, that would be great because we can start setting up your show.
Okay, let me see. Get in here and try to. That'd be pretty cool, man.
You are pretty cool, and I love the way that you're still reaching out and helping others because you got the barber, you're trying to help him, you know, and you know, that thing, it goes full circle because you're helping, you're trying to help someone else.
Sorry.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I was trying to put this email. Where did it go? Okay, Serena's. Let's see here.
Yes.
I'm trying to send it. SERENASPEAKS.
The number 2, the letter U, at gmail.com.
Oh, yeah, I think I got it now.
Okay. As soon as I get it, and I'll also keep your website, and I'll go ahead on and send over my information again. And really, you can Google me. Everything is Google. You know, you can Google me, and everything
yeah.
should pop up, like 3 or 4 pages. It's only me and
Serena. Yeah, okay, then.
I just went to the website
on your website, so.
Yeah, and it has all the links to get in touch. We have a few of them. I've acquired a few more stations since then, and I have to update my website also, as well as my app on Google Play. I've really been going through some serious health problems, so that stopped me, and I don't have an assistant. So I need a team, just like you, you know. I need a team. We cannot make it in this industry without a team, and that is so true. So I'm training my boys now to be my team.
You're gonna be like Tony Montana.
Yeah.
You almost saw me through you, man. That's the word, Chico.
I love your input. Please put together a show. Put together what you want on your show. And I guarantee you, I say by the end of February, I will be doing a show just for you. I have other people lined up, and they are professionals. I work with a lot of producers. I work with a lot of agents and managers, and that's what feeds me my professional artists.
Yeah.
When I go out in the street and look for these people, you know, not in the street, but when I just get them from different places or they email me, it's not guaranteed that they're going to show up. So that's why I like working with professional people that makes a living from these artists, because the artists are guaranteed to show up. And you within yourself is very professional, and I'm glad that you did come in and speak, because you helped me to do my show. The show is about to conclude, and again, thank you, and I will see you next time on Serena Speaks. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, everyone, for all the internet stations that I promote on. Thank you, guys, and keep listening and help me build my audience back up. I'm here to stay, and don't forget to pray. See you next time on Serena Speaks. Thank you again, Improv.
All right.